10 minutes past 10 o'clock on the show. What's up? 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Feta, and of course, I'm very, 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 very excited to be here doing Monday with you on the show. Liana is here. How are you feeling?
I am fabulous.
How was your weekend?
I am fantastic.
Where did you go? Don't lie. Speak the truth always. Did you sleep at home throughout the weekend?
I go test many places.
Go test many places. What's that? Is that supposed to be English?
It's English.
Anyway, Lagos Monday is here again. And of course, before you close your eyes and open it, it's the week is done. And of course, you know, I always tell you, stand up and do that thing that you wanted to do all this time. That thing that you wrote down in your notepad that you want to achieve before 2024 ends. Time is ticking. Today is 11th of March. It's the third month of the year. Mm-hmm. And we have 9 months to go. Yeah. I'm not supposed to be here and be telling you that time is going. But of course, it is going. So stand up and be going. Go about your goals, darling, okay? Stand up and do it. Stand up and show up every day. That's the way you can actually, like, you know, track your progress. If you're showing up every day and doing the thing that you have to do, yo, that's progress, okay? And me, I'm showing up every day for you on WhatsApp Lagos, 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk, news, and sports. So many things be happening in the world. And of course, we are here to make you douse that tension. It's too, this stress is a little much. She's too much for you. So just let it go, let it go, let it go. On the show this morning, of course, it's going to be fun as usual. We have the music for you where we talk about all the things that can happen, might happen, could happen, prepare you for the worst and, of course, the best of things. And before that, the sound of, because there's so many things to always talk about in this country. We try to make sure that, you know, it's not like we're not we're not privy of what's happening in the land. We are very privy, and of course we are here with you, and we are doing this. We are in this together, basically, and that's what the sound of part is for. Because we give our two cents every other day on the show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Let me not forget to tell you that money is very much on the ground. And when I mean on the ground, I don't mean like it's littering the place.
No, it's
I
not,
mean,
it's not
but if money is littering the place, it's not a bad thing. Oh, like, as far as
will
money,
will you announce it?
Money is not dirty now.
Will you announce that money is littering the ground?
In fact, you go with it's official.
Ghana must go.
Money is littering the ground in this studio. We need you to come and pack it for us.
Pack it.
And you can only do that if you play the lotto game that we've been telling you all week, all month, all year long, is www.oneplay.ng. That's where the money at. So go play with 500 naira. The lotto game is very much available for you to play. If you have a browsing phone, this is a very good day, a good time in your life to be happy that you have a phone that can call your own. Because you can play the game with that phone of yours. Just go to www.oneplay.ng, and with 500 naira, you play to win 20,000 naira for three people this morning, every other morning on the show. So don't sleep, wake up, collect your money. Let's take a break, Lagos. We'll be right back.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
Okay, on Sound Off this morning, I'll tell you that the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says it requires at least $860 million to reach 4.4 million of the most vulnerable persons in Nigeria, northeastern states of Borno, Adamawa, and Yobe in 2024. Now, they reveal this is an interview of its soon-to-be-published humanitarian response plan for the year. $860 million is the lowest target in 4 years, by the way, is expected to reach millions of locals in need of food, healthcare, and shelter, among other forms of intervention in the three states. This population comprises internally displaced persons, returnees, and inhabitants of loss of host communities. However, it is warned that humanitarian funding for Nigeria is predicted to decline significantly in 2024, even as 63% of its funding target for 2023 was unmet. Now, in 2023, the humanitarian response in the Borno, Adamawa and Yobe state has been challenged by severe funding and access limitations of Now, of the $1.3 billion requested to assist 6 million people, only 37% or $479.8 million has been received at the end of October. This significant funding shortfall, compounded by persistent security challenges and movement restrictions, hampered delivery, leaving many acute needs unmet. Despite these challenges, 130 partners have reached 3.4 million people through humanitarian interventions. That's what the UN is saying. Now, they also said that its humanitarian country team foresees an even tighter funding environment, predicting a sharp decline in humanitarian allocations for Nigeria in 2024. In the face of these anticipated financial challenges, humanitarian partners aim to support 4.4 million people, setting a funding target of about $860 million, which includes estimated funding requirement of $45 million for anticipatory interventions to address, in particular, climate-related shocks such as flooding and cholera outbreaks. This is actually a very long read, but what caught my attention is the fact that the UN is very proactive in doing their job. And just in case you don't know, the UN is especially the one we are talking about, that's the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, is to bring the world together to tackle humanitarian emergencies and to save the world in case needs arise. Now, what they do is they mobilize aid, they share information, they support humanitarian efforts, and they advocate for crisis-affected communities. And of course, you're hearing the news, you're like, oh, that's your job. They should be doing that, looking for how to make everything better, because that's the aim, right, of the UN.
Yeah.
Countries coming together to help themselves. And if they see that Nigeria is in need, of course, they should be trying to help us. Good. Yeah. Love it. I like how they are very, they have their data, the statistics. They know the amount that they need. They know the people they are targeting. They know what has been done last year. They know what they're supposed to do again. And it's smooth. It's quite a smooth read. I'm happy to see this. And it just kind of brought out a question in my mind. If the UN can see that there are actually problem-stricken states in Nigeria that need help, of course, our governments can see that. So that's not where I'm going. And they have the statistics as to what they need to do, the amount that they need, and the person they want to reach out to. What's stopping the government from doing the same? The government of our country from doing the same? Because you do know that there are a lot of intervention schemes like that have come out, yeah, giving grains to farmers or giving out palliative to this. And yes, we as a country, we tell ourselves that, come, all these things you want to give, how do you plan on doing that? How do you know the pressing that are very vulnerable enough to have this and to have that? And these are the things that we actually interrogate when we come on the radio most of the times. You're part of this conversation, so you know what I'm talking about. But the UN, they're stipulating, oh, we need to reach out to this and this. And now the fearful thing is it's going to decline. Because according to the read, it's quite a long read, but humanitarian responders, humanitarian actors are kind of not responding the way they're supposed to respond. In terms of these fundings, that's how they get their funding. So one of the ways they get their fundings is, humanitarian actors just responding to that. That could mean that as a rich person, you can decide to just contribute, right?
Yes.
Now, this is part also pulling back. And Nigeria, suffering insecurity, continues to have people who are internally displaced.
Mm-hmm.
If the UN is saying that in 2024, it is going to decline, I don't know who we are going to look up to or look to, because we know that we also have internal problems that might not allow the government to be proactive enough to help us in these areas. I'm not quite saying that, the government is not doing what they're supposed to do, but we know they can do better. If people outside the country, they say something that you cannot see your eyes, it's someone else that will help you to see it. So let's assume that we cannot see our eyes and other people are seeing the eyes for us and trying to help us.
What are we doing?
If somebody tells you that, Liana, your eyes, I can see that there is a little mascara that's made. At least you look in the mirror and do it yourself. Because
yes,
I can't put my own hand in your eyes.
Yes.
If people are telling us this is what they need to do, why don't we take a cue from this and do something about it? Are we... don't say are we broke, because
the ones that have been going are the palliatives. How many people were receiving it? Where are these people? Where are the numbers? Where are the statistics? We need a comprehensive statistic like the UN has. We need people who actually, okay, this is who we've reached, and these people actually come out and say, yes, this is what has been done for us.
A lot of all of that, Lagos. But basically, I'm just saying that you might say that that's the UN's job, our government also has a job. The job is to take care of us.
Yes.
To provide security, at least, because that comes to the fore. Every single time you check the news now, is that 300 people have been kidnapped. This has happened. Is more kidnap, and people who are insecure in their states, in their own homes. Enough of that. We hope that as we are praying in this fasting period for our country, all our prayers will come to pass.
Amen.
And Nigeria will get better.
Amen.
And that will sound off. Take you to
life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
Okay, Lagos, welcome back. 21 minutes past 10 o'clock on the show. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
As in, our voice will not crackle. Hey, the devil is a liar.
It's nowhere.
One day we'll just come on this show, want to say, what's up, Lagos? Say, what's up?
No, it's just for you. I cannot even say the word out.
If it ever comes to that, at least I'll be grateful that I can whisper. At least.
What's up, Lagos?
And you know, there's actually quiet. There's actually loud and... There's loud whisper. I think in the category of whispers, it's actually, you know, low whisper and high whisper.
I don't
whisper.
Have a low whisper. I will always have a loud
you can
whisper.
Actually whisper like this. That's a whisper. But you can't really hear anything. But the loud one is, how are you? Hope you're good. What's up, Lagos?
But I'm sure you're not using that voice on what's up, Lagos, because that's what it sounds like.
That's not, well, what? That's what? That's even my scary voice.
No, that is some people's...
If my voice can sound like this as whisper, imagine what it's going to sound like if it's around.
Oh my goodness, okay.
Stop! I know many of you are wondering, where is your man? My man is ever present.
Your man is ever absent.
No, Lila is ever present. He might disappear a while. But he's always around. And so if you're not hearing his voice, it's because it's probably somewhere just chilling out. Yeah. And he's going to come and join me very soon. So all my haters will hate. Potato, we put it. But my love, we prevail. That's it. Take it or leave it. Lagos, don't forget that money is very much available for you to win. For your win on the show this morning, all you have to do is to listen to me and do the right thing. And the right thing you should be doing this morning is to be playing the game of one play. You alone can play the game.
Follow the instructions.
You can be nice enough to tell your family and your friends. I totally recommend do that. Tell them that Sakwa is time is up by just doing this particular thing. Go to www.oneplay.ng. 11:45 when we do the draw. Three people win 20,000 naira each. I have a strong feeling it's you. I know I say this all the time, but can I stop saying it? No, I can't. It's one of the ways I can give you hope. So come on, play the game, okay? Play. Don't sleep. Play! Okay? All right, it's time for music this morning. And shortly, we'll have a post on our social media pages. But I want to ask you a question. Liana, let me start with you because you're my right-hand man today. Let me ask you this thing. Liana, how do you perceive intelligence?
Intelligence?
Do you consider yourself intelligent?
Yes.
Do you think you can be more intelligent?
Yes.
So if you had an opportunity, okay, let me just read the musing so that Lagos and everybody can get it before we take a break. Now, so the musing for this morning, Lagos, is this. So if you're offered a pill, because I don't know what's doing my English this morning. If you're offered a pill that increases your intelligence by 100%, but also permanently removes your hair, including your bros, do you dare to take it?
No.
What do you mean no? Calm down. Think about what intelligence can do for you.
Intelligence.
It means that you can walk into a multi-billion-dollar investment company and give them ideas that can turn their lives
and
around.
And who says they want to turn their lives around?
It means that you can go to any interview and you will ace it. That's true.
Okay.
It means that you don't have to worry about any exam for the rest of your life. And basically, people love intelligent people. So just hanging around and having conversations, you can go, oh man, this person is intelligent. It puts money in your account.
It makes
you to meet the right people. Intelligence can do all of that for you. But it takes away your hair. All the hair on your face,
your head. Like you are going through chemo.
Your Come on.
Please.
That's not nice when people are actually going through chemo, okay?
No.
That's not nice.
I'm not saying anything bad against them. It's just that when I have to look sick,
what has the hair on your head and your bro done
please,
for you?
It has made me built up for the God I put it there. Did not.
But sometimes,
like,
as a woman, you agree with me that you shave everything off to draw new ones. Let's not be deceiving ourselves.
I have never shaved everything off to draw new ones.
Even the hair on
I
your head, plenty. And I'm speaking to you, woman to woman. The hair on your head has not seen the light of day for the past 1 year. I've been wearing wig on top. Okay, all right.
The hair on my head has seen many things.
Like what and what?
He has seen attachments.
Nonsense.
He has seen.
Let's be real. Lagos, that's amusing this morning. I'm asking you.
Okay.
You are giving a pill that increases your intelligence by 100% but takes away your hair on your head and on your bros. Are you going to take it?
Think
about all the things that intelligence can do for you. Liana here says she chooses beauty over intelligence.
Let me complete my statement.
You're choosing beauty over intelligence.
Let me finish.
Long and short of the story, you.
My intelligence does not give me long and healthy life.
Yeah, but your hair does.
But then if I have to have intelligence and lose all this, it means that I'm sick.
Wait.
At some point.
No, come on.
Nobody looks healthy like
default.
That.
Some people don't actually have hair. They have, it's actually.
So I would look like a robot because I want to be intelligent.
That's
the one that God gave me. What happened to
Lagos,
me?
This girl said that she's going to choose her beauty over intelligence, but
please,
I'm asking you this
special
question. Intelligence is not money because people like money in this Lagos. If I say you choose money over hair, I know why you would choose. I'm asking you about intelligence and hair on your head or your brows. Call me when we come back from this break on 0700-993-993-993-020-1465-7190. WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. When we come back from this break, don't forget www.oneplay.ng. Go and be play now. Oh yeah, carry your phone. Do the thing quickly.
Divide and conquer. When the ladies are the men all around.
Show 38 minutes past 10 o'clock, 99.3 Nigeria Infos. What's up, Lagos? And we have dropped the bomb this morning, and you need to. I wish you were here to see the conversations or hear the conversations we're having, off the mic. Dara is going to be joining us shortly. She's from our sister station. I hope she comes back because she drops some nuggets. And I'm like, you know what?
You need to hear
Come
that.
And share it with the What's Up Lagos people so that we can have different angles this morning. So Dara is here. She's from our sister station, Cool FM. And I just asked her the question. So if you had a pill, you were offered a pill that increases your intelligence 100%, but you have to lose your hair and your brows. Are you taking it? Dara first said, no, I don't have to take it because I'm already intelligent. But
yeah.
Then she said, wait, hold up.
I have to think about the great.
So do that. Tell us what you thought about.
So I thought about it and I was like, hey, if I'm 100% smarter, I could make Nigeria a literal utopia. I'm tired of coming out every day on the road and my nose is assaulted with different smells. If I were 100% smarter, I could make this place cleaner.
You know, all the problems would just go away.
Like, put certain rules, make sure that everyone follows it, establish the right agencies, establish the right checks and balances in those agencies so that they don't become a nuisance the way a lot of agencies in Nigeria have become nuisances around the country.
Yeah.
So, like, there are a lot of things you could do to just make this country run smoother.
So, basically,
and
you're thinking, you're just being country. Is anything like country centric right now?
Something like
that. You're just thinking about the country. It's not about what it can do for you.
No.
But what it can do for other people.
Let me clarify.
Okay.
Making this country better is a very selfish decision.
Why?
If Nigeria was so much better, it would be so good for me.
Okay.
First of all, there'll be super clean air.
And you're
Have you left Lagos?
Very concerned about air. What is it about air?
You walk through the streets of Lagos?
Look, let me tell you something.
Use nose mask, Nadi. But right, you ready?
I recently realized that a lot of people in Lagos, they don't smell as good as I think people smell.
Okay.
I'm recently realizing that. So I feel like out of like 20 people, only like 5 people can actually really smell. So a lot of people don't actually smell how bad Lagos is.
Okay. Maybe because you're actually used to it.
I don't know.
You know, I think it's just because we are used to the smell. We don't even know anything is smelling.
But I've been here.
Let's move inside.
I've been here all my life, babes.
And you can still tell that.
It's ridiculous.
So, Dara, so are you going to choose the pill or you're going to choose?
I will choose the pill. Shit, there's microbleeding for my eyebrows now.
Hey, what about the one on your head?
Baby girl, wigs. What are we talking about?
But still, I stick with my hair done.
Dara's angle. Lagos, I'm asking you this morning. I want to know what you would do, because it's finna be like a situation where you're thinking about yourself, your family, or maybe because it's obviously choosing beauty over intelligence. So that's what she is for. But that's totally you, Liana. I'm not gonna
really
judge
bad.
You for that.
That's really bad.
Dara is saying that really she's bad. Doing this for the world. We are the world. We are the people. And automatically it comes back to her if she does it for the world. So 0700-993-993-993-0201 465-7190 WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. Guess what, Lagos? We have a post on X, on Facebook, on Instagram. I'm actually streaming personally on my Facebook, so you can go there and watch me. I look good today, as always. So now let's talk about it. If you were giving a pill, you know, to be 100% increases your intelligence 100%. But you have to lose your hair. The hair on your head and your brows. And it makes you look like, what's that thing that you called again? It makes you look like
you're getting chemo. Or chemo.
That's not the one that I want to see here. But anyway, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning.
Yes.
Please, I want to indulge you. Maruvito is my name.
Okay.
I live in Jakwande Estate.
Nice.
What is happening there now? At the moment, there is an emergency squash shop approved by the Lagos State government.
That's not what we're talking about this morning. I'm so sorry.
Please, take this report. It's for the benefit of the masses.
Okay, quickly.
Please. So, the Lagos State government, in the name of environmental cleaning, they have entered into our estate and they are demolishing, killing people, shooting guns.
Where is this happening, please?
Jakwande.
It is happening in Jakwande.
Okay.
Wow.
Please let the people.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Our people.
Okay. Thank you very much.
My name is my name.
Thank you so much for calling us. All righty. Lagos 0700-993-993-993-0201-465-7190. Choosing basically between intelligence and beauty.
Dara's choice would have changed what he's
so that's
about.
That's what we are doing right now. Okay, so if you were to take a pill that was going to increase your intelligence by 50%, but you lose your beauty, basically. I mean, that's all I'm gonna say. It's beauty. Your hair is your beauty. Your brow is your beauty. So yeah, like it beautifies your face.
You'll be looking
so
like a robot.
You're gonna lose that for just, you know, for intelligence. What is your take on that? Call me. All right, on WhatsApp, this person here says, "Good morning, angels. But hope I can still enjoy food and drinks after the pill. If yes, I no go mind look like man from Pluto, as long as the targets and the results are coming in certified. Bring the pills. Let me be the next in Guinness Book of Record." That is from Patrick Abel. So you think this is a Guinness Book of Record kind of thing? So basically, you're taking it because you want to be in the Guinness Book of Record, not because that's all.
Like, he's not taking it because he wants to help anybody or he wants to help.
It's your choice. He doesn't have to help anybody.
Yeah.
Just think about how it benefits you. If he goes
100% intelligence doesn't mean that you use it well.
You do that. That's all for Patrick. Anyway, Madam Oboli here is saying, "Good morning, delicious, fetalicious, feta, and the ever-sizzling Liana."
Aww.
"My 2 cents on the musing today is that I don't need a pill to boost my intelligence in
She's
any way.
Really perfect.
Furthermore, perfect. I don't have to be a guinea pig to test a pill for intelligent quotient or be a lab rat to facilitate any process of boosting. My God-given intelligence is enough to make me scale through life in conclusion. conclusion, I need no pill taking, hair shedding, lab testing evidence to prove that. Did I say more? I think you don't need to say anything else.
That's a period.
Okay, Patrick continues here to say, your colleague just said the right thing. Oh, Lagos, they smell. I kept telling people them nose know they walk well.
I don't just get it.
So, Madam Oboli, there's a pill that you can take that can give you ideas on how to stop this smell. I guess I'm not saying this is not certified. It's not scientifically proven. It's just based on our music. Okay, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Where is the pill? I need two of it. Hakim.
Need two of it.
Hakim, if you take two of this pill...
You will not just lose your hair and your eye again. You will lose even your nose joint.
You don't know if the remaining two now will not remove your ear. You can't hear again.
You lose the lower version of yourself. Or it will not take away your eyes.
Because if one pill can actually take away the hair on your head and the one on your brows.
It may go
down. If you not take two... Maybe they will not be here for the rest of your generation. Will not have egg.
No, every hair from head to bottom, everything is wiped out.
And I'm saying, no one is even better now. Who is seeing the other hair? The hair they are seeing is basically on your head and your brows and your lashes.
Maybe the hair is.
If you now take
out
two, then I'll say that it has wiped away hair from your generation entirely. Children yet unborn will be suffering for intelligence. But that's the funny thing. Your generation will not be very intelligent. You don't have one doll. I mean, it's a win.
That they took away all your hairs does not mean it's going to give them intelligence like they promised you.
They imagine, and I'm missing now. What coulda, shoulda, woulda, whatever it is. Yeah. Let's be thinking about it. 0700-993-993-993-023-0201-465-7190. We have a post next on Facebook and, of course, on Instagram. That's Nigeria Info. Go there and drop your comments. And, of course, we'll be happy to read your comments. And don't forget, on the side, as you're listening to the radio, be playing the game of one place. A lotto game you can play to win this morning with 500 Naira. You stand a chance to win 20,000 Naira. Not just you, two other pressings alongside you. That's three people. 20k each for three people. So go and play the game, okay?
Feta, if I'm these people, I'll just call my whole family together. I have a large family. Give everybody 500. Everybody play.
And that's
because
money.
There must be a lucky person in this house.
Hey.
If there is none, I'll pack all of you. We'll go to church. We're going to keep you there for seven days and seven nights.
What makes you think that going to church is going to change anything?
They have to wash their heads.
How did we get here so quickly?
Because we have to...
Packing your family members.
All of us, three people from... if we all win 20,000 and then the weekend on 50k. My dear, food is sure for the month.
Okay, no wahala now. So Liana, take a key from Liana. Pack your family members together.
Everybody.
And if you have 500 Naira for all of them, please give them so they can play this game.
Investment.
And win some money, okay? 20,000 Naira. On Fridays, of course, is the jackpot. 50,000 Naira for one person. So you wanna not actually be playing about this information. You have to be very, very intentional about it. And I always say that this information can also be a gift to somebody else, not just you, but somebody else that is your friend or even your enemy. That's the way to make up with them. Let's go there and knock and say, bye bye, bum boy. We don't fight for too long. Let's settle this
a while. Let's play this game.
Let's settle this couple once and for all. I have a gift for you, by the way. There's a game you can play on the radio this morning and it will give you a certain amount of money. Why don't you try it? And that could be a way of settling fights. So one play now, don't they settle fights?
The world will double if you know me.
Okay. On WhatsApp, Precious from Olodia Papa says, good morning. Concerning the air issue, I'd rather keep my hair than get 100% intelligence. Too much intelligence will implicate humanity. God has made everything in me moderately and perfectly. Amala Mo says she will stick with her hair. The sense that she has is already enough for the issue that she have. The problem that she have now, the sense in her brain can solve it. She didn't need more intelligence. But that's it. Alegos, you can join the conversation. If you had an opportunity to actually take a pill that increases your intelligence 100%, but actually takes away your beauty. Your hair goes, the one on your head, the one on your bro, all of them are going. we are going to be very, very smart. Are you taking that? Let's go to X, where this person is telling me, and where M. Chibuike Alexander says, please, where can I get this pew? Okay, this other person, Obiora 1010 says,
some people's intelligence will put them in trouble.
Wait, this was a head that I'm paying money to remove. I beg the pew, don't they? You don't they in our office, make I book ride, sharp, sharp.
You don't they, I'm first at the custodian.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Ah, Trace Alive, welcome.
How are you, Feta?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing cool.
Uh-huh.
I just can't imagine the kind of energy you bring into this program.
As in, man, the energy self too much. Even me sitting there, pour out,
Too much. Oh. Feta, I can't imagine it. Hey. Well done.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Uh-huh.
Now, the question you ask, is it only for the female or is for both?
No. It's for a man and a woman now.
Men don't keep their hair, man. Their hair now.
Men don't keep it. No, I have men that keep their hair.
Very few men keep their hair. And on the other hand, man does not concern himself with the beauty.
Oh, God.
Are you sure? Oh,
God will bless
because
you.
We asked a man this morning, he chose his hair.
A young man.
He make it difficult for men to answer.
A small boy man.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you very much. So, Stretch, you're coming here now to tell me that men don't choose beauty.
Men
there are a lot of men that actually are very concerned about how they look. And their hair is part
now.
Of it.
Will beards go too?
No, beards will go.
Beards will go. I'm saying that men are not as... They are vain
Please,
men.
Please, I do not want a man that looks like a woman.
We are talking to vain men.
They are
and
vain
the men,
men
that are not vain, but they will wish to be vain.
How?
I do not want a man that looks like a woman. You have to have the properties, the beards to show.
Wait, is it even possible? Is it true that some men that don't have hair wish that they have hair?
Yes,
it's possible,
course.
You're right?
Yeah.
It's possible now. It means because they don't have hair.
It's
doesn't mean
the that growth
it.
From teen to adult.
What do you mean men that... Men have hair. It's rare to have men who don't have hair.
Okay.
So I'm saying that if you're going to lose hair, it's not that much of a thing.
You're
not a man.
So there are a lot of people in this office who have hair, but they take off their hair. They don't take it off totally. You are losing your hair permanently, is what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter.
Like,
that much.
It's going to give it be giving skin and stainless plates.
It doesn't matter that much for men.
Okay.
It doesn't matter that much. I'm not saying it doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter that much.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello?
Are you chewing chewing gum? I'm hearing chewing gum.
It's going to be.
We are thinking about it.
Avocado pear head.
Stop. Stop doing that. It's not nice.
It's your.
It's Water of Lagos right here.
Yeah. All right, Lagos, welcome back to the show. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What is that?
That is the voice of a
hungry girl.
They and say the voice is
that's not
a
how
single young hungry girl.
Oh,
you know, very single.
Walk on your
so
voice.
So what happens now? The voice is bad.
What you told this you is bad.
Have you okay? Laugh. Let me hear you laugh.
Laugh. Oh,
that's it. You are very
that's
young.
Single,
you're very hungry.
Young and
very
hungry
single
girl.
As well. No. This is how you laugh. If you're a very
the funny thing is that you keep. Do you know I have in-laws, people coming for your hand, and you are saying this thing on air.
I have
suitors for you.
Do they marry married women?
I don't understand what you're saying. Honey, don't be doing that. You know I'm in a happy relationship with my man here.
What else are you
I don't know
her?
What you're trying to peach or poach.
What are you offering?
What I'm trying doing to that? Say is that you are blocking.
I'm blocking
She's
what?
Blocking what?
Please get a hold of yourself, okay?
Wow.
It is just the single thing is getting to your brain now. Before you know, you
have not married, you're being sued.
This
big.
Is acute singleness.
Yes, acute singularity. Are you seeing that laughter?
That is the laugh of
joy.
A satisfied wife.
Yes, joy.
See
a
now,
proud wife.
My man came into the studio with coffee
and
for me.
And burnt your lips with hot coffee.
Abe, come on for it. Yeah. Let's see you, Savvy. 5 minutes past 11 on the show this morning. 99.3 Nigeria. Even for What's Up Lagos is the show. I'm Feta. Liana is here. And of course, the man himself, the bellman, Stretch. And of course,
what's up, the Bellerarian?
We have been musing this morning. Your comments are very much welcome. We have a post on X. We also have on Facebook and Instagram, Nigeria Info FM. Go there and drop your comments. The question we are asking you this morning is beauty over intelligence, okay? So if you are offered a pill that would increase your intelligence 100%, but you lose your hair on your head and on your brows, are you going to take it? Are you taking that? I want to know. Okay, this person on WhatsApp is telling me, before that, 0700-993-993-993-0201-465-7190. I do believe that there are some men that take their looks very seriously and their hair is part of it. The man that called said that men don't care about the hair on their head. Stretch actually is in copy of that. But I think no, there are men that have hair and also would want to keep it.
We don't want no man that has no hairs.
What do you mean?
They look like women.
How do you mean men that don't have hair look like women? What does that mean?
It means that
why you are thinking about it, let me read this message. This one says, good morning. Concerning the hair issue, I think I already read that one. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, y'all. I'm contented with the intellectual thoughts that God gave me.
Thank you.
Anything attached to it is exaggeration. That's my personal opinion. Randomly, whatever device or drugs that will increase humans' intelligence is not proper. It's outrageous. In fact, it is abysmal to humanity. Stretch, I see you, my man, but you're still an Olodo. What is this man?
Olodo is somebody that lives in Igondo.
And guess what, Christopher?
That's his husband.
That's where you are from. If you check your message, that thing you just said, now they've returned it back to you.
Christopher.
Patrick Abel says, if life can go for a positive purpose to be achieved, waiting be here. Some people think they're wise because now God creates them, but foolish people still they stand by. No worry.
You see, Patrick Abel from Acute.
Okay, good morning, Feta. What's up, Lagos? My name is Daniel. Trust me, I'll pick my hair over intelligence. The intelligence I have is enough.
Thank you.
If there are things I take care of the most, I think that's what you meant to say. It's my hair, face, and my lips. So I'll pass.
I am not my hair.
I am not.
But Feta, you really have not told us anything
about what?
About this musing. You've not said anything at all.
Azal.
Okay, her own opinion.
Yes.
Did you not hear my own opinion?
Your
my
opinion covers nothing.
No, my did you not hear my opinion? This lady, when do you learn?
When will you even get into your relationship?
I am in a relationship.
Liana,
with who?
If you can confide in us this morning, just can you really tell us what really happened
in
your last relationship? Tell us.
Who dumped who?
I killed the person.
Okay. Is that you are confessing murder on national radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're
gonna call police.
You've been looking at me. For you to know, so you know what you're getting into.
Guy is a smart guy on Facebook. Oyedele Opeyemi says, I will surely take it, as there is possibility to grow the hair with the same intelligence.
Brand.
As in,
blend is blending. Brand.
This the color of your brain it cannot be red.
It's no, green. It has
something
green.
Around that.
It has chlorophyll.
No,
photosynthesis.
It has
going
a touch of blue and black.
How can you see black brain?
Black brain membrane.
All right, 0700-993-993-993-0201-465-7190. I don't know what's happening with the phone lines, but of course, just keep the calls coming if you can. This one says, hey, Feta and Stretch, what about men with 9 sexy white or gray hairs and beards?
My dear!
Do women like men like that too? This is from Giorgio at Lagosa.
Read again.
What?
Men with what?
Sexy white hair or gray hairs and beards.
It's perfect. Don't worry. We love you like that.
This one is just desperate.
You are desperate and you don't even want to agree that you are desperate.
Let us help
you. Someone who is claiming another person's husband.
Who is another person's husband?
Where is your first wife? Tell yourself the truth. You even posted her on International Women's Day. I saw
Not post Feta?
You posted Feta with us.
Yes, now because I was with you now. I always tell you.
A single picture with her. You could not post, but you posted her.
The single picture I have with her is NTBB.
Are you sure you want to see
Can you see the picture with me?
That's the problem. Let me not shock you. You know the woman that a man parades.
Don't shock me. You cannot. You know
the woman that a man parades is probably not the one that he.
Yeah.
No problem. So long as he still holds her there.
Holds her where?
Dear.
This one is just fighting a
lot. Let's go back to Twitter where Esther Boli is telling us that please sing along. Vanity upon vanity. What? I don't know the song.
All vanity. Is vanity, vanity.
So make
vanity
I come.
Vanity upon vanity. All is vanity, vanity.
So, vanity.
It's okay. She says, so make I come take pill finish. Come look like duck. Where they bald. Olorima jail. God forbid. Mbok. Wow.
The other side is mad like mad from wow. Pluto. You'll be looking weird.
So, Stretch, you're not taking that pill because apparently you don't need it. You're already a smart man.
I know, really, I don't have hair.
But what if you could take the pill to have hair?
I don't need hair.
You have hair. Why do you not have it on your face?
Hair is different from beard. Having hair on my head.
It's okay, what's growing here? Is this not hair
it's
too?
It's my beard.
A hair, so why do they call it? Why they call it beard?
They say, it's can't,
beard.
Hair.
Can't you hear from the hair in the beard?
Here? Okay, because it's ear.
Hair on your beard.
No, Stretch. Oh, God, yeah. Every head. Here. Here, your beard
is hair.
Yeah, here, everything is gone.
You really have to.
Everything will be gone, yes. Like subsidy.
Yes, I don't mind.
You really don't mind.
No, I don't need it.
Lagos, don't forget on the side, as you are doing all of this, make sure that you are playing the game. 20,000 Naira is up for grabs this morning if you play the game of OnePlay, okay? www.oneplay.ng. Go there now, play the game. Click on Nigeria Info and follow the process you see on the dashboard and you might just be on your way to winning yourself 20,000 Naira. Not just you, two other people alongside you. That's three people, 20K each.
Could be your family
and
members.
Please, yes, of course. So if that's if you tell your family members, but I believe there's some persons who are just wicked. They are wicked people. How do you have an information like this but you choose to keep it to yourself? That's just wickedness.
And if you're giving them information, tell them the side effects too.
Which is that what?
Your hair will fall off.
Is it lying?
That's not true.
You are not playing the one play with your hair falling off. Don't mind Stretch.
No. You just play with 500.
It's only 500 that leaves your account.
Actually, yeah.
Borrow the phone and play. And stay close to the phone.
The only side effect is that you could win. And the chances of
you could
winning,
or you can.
Okay, you could can.
You can could.
Can could. So, you could win. And you it is a high possibility that you are the one to take away the 20,000 Naira today.
Because
three people.
And still
going
be part
to be
of the jackpot.
Yeah.
Yes, now.
What's your number?
A win is a win. A win is a win. So, be the winner today. Winner
so,
man.
I can ask for urgent 5K.
What happened? Okay, you can't play, so I understand why you can't ask for
so
urgent.
So, I dreamt last night that I...
An urgent 5K?
I dreamt last night that I was fed in my dream.
Baby, don't do this now.
I was fed in my dream.
Feta is leaving you hungry. That's why.
No. As per me and Feta, no. She overfeeds me.
That's the problem, yeah.
Overfeeds
yeah, from
me.
Her own side of the house and the mainland and to
we
your own side of the house and the island.
Together. So, why are you so... Okay, wait. Have we ever...
I know, your house is very compound.
Have we ever talked about your singleness?
No, we don't even. Too.
You are the one that brings to the fore all the time. We don't think about it. We forget.
Who told you I'm single?
The only time I remember that you're single is when
Olai
you laugh.
I have not called this morning, and one of my babies sent me a message this morning.
She's begging them to come. Please call out.
Please call.
Hey, I wish you can bring Olawale to come and sit in the studio every day.
Ah.
But see, my man, I don't have to beg him.
Ah.
Comes all the, every time.
I come all the time.
So we are talking about.
Okay. We are talking about something.
Don't worry, we want to take a break. When we come back
to the office,
Stretch will tell us the dream he had, how he was fed.
Yes,
and of course, you can also join the conversation this morning and tell us what you do. But I are choosing beauty over intelligence because if all of us are intelligent, just imagine what the world will be
come,
now.
Come. What's it? Why is she trying to hit me?
Why are you just choosing the word? Come right now.
So that she's coming near me.
Who is.
I will come to you.
Don't worry, stay on your own.
I'll come by you.
Drop the instrumental. VI. That's where we are currently live broadcasting this morning. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Of course, it's What's Up Lagos. And we have been asking you the question all morning because we want to know which of us, how many of us in this land, in this nation, in this world.
And majority are going for their beauty.
Basically. Until Stretch came in and said, you know what, doesn't actually mean anything. And then he dreamt. He took off his hair.
No, I had a dream.
That you did not feed him and he had to eat in the
let
dream.
Let me talk about the dream now.
I dreamed the dream talk.
So I had a dream that I was fed and the quality of food was very low.
See,
formally,
that's
formally.
Very bad. These people should do better.
No, because I think
they need to do better. I think it's affecting the economy. Yeah.
So the quality of food, the quality of food I ate. Ah, you people that see. Let me.
The last one I ate, they didn't put pepper.
Yeah, this one had small bad. Meat.
This says a lot about you. How much you're earning
not
and how much
me,
you're giving her and how much
earning.
She's cooking with and what she's
her.
Actually
hello,
cooking.
Hello, hey. This
now.
Is frustration right there. We
send
that.
You out of this place now. So I'm trying to say that. See, all you.
It's frustration.
Because everybody listens to this show. I want to address the witches in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And the ones in Lagos.
Need
too.
To do better.
So you people are witches now.
Mm-hmm.
Now that flying from here to Port Harcourt or Abuja is now 400,000 naira.
Jesus.
Can you not start? It creates something.
Something. I mean,
fly
just be innovative.
Wing. Have maybe open one big blanket. Bedsheet.
People can
white.
Hop on and
people will just touch it and they will fly. Carry people.
No, yeah. They don't have to touch now, they will climb now, like Aladdin. That's
no, but it might even be vanishing. Anyhow, you did. You are a witch.
No, but let's not
be useful.
Let's not trust the science of witch. Hello. This is the problem I have with these single people now.
Let her talk now. A married woman is talking.
Marina, please talk.
I'm making an appeal.
The head of witches talk.
I'm making an appeal to all the witches and wizards in this country.
Okay.
This is where we need you.
No, Stretch, let's go back to the fact that we can touch it and vanish because we don't know where we might vanish to.
No.
So let's leave and let's hop on the this and fly.
No. That is Aladdin and carpet.
Please, wear your jackets as you're flying.
Witches that go, they know where they are going to. Don't they get there?
Sometimes people make mistakes.
Nigerian what Association
witch,
of Witches.
Way, what if the witches
listen.
Are sleepy? Oh,
the same way Nigeria, somebody wanted to fly to Kano. They took the person to another person, Nigerian airline. Now. They said the Chinese people didn't know the difference between Abuja and... So what I'm trying to say now is that even if it's that, you will fine-tune it. You will make mistakes in the beginning. But imagine...
No, they should not make mistakes with us. That's what I'm saying. They should get it right before they launch it.
Please. This Nigerian Association of Witches, this message is coming from Mr. Stretch. Only him.
Yes.
My man.
Yes, I'm talking
please.
To
you.
Please.
Only my man is talking to you. You should listen to him.
If you know any well-meaning witch, any witch that
somebody
you know,
or intending witch.
Intending witch.
These are things
somebody,
that she can bring to
these
the table.
Are the can, or you both
so because I heard that when you join this company, they ask what are you bringing
what
to,
bring to the table.
Because this idea is mine.
Transportation.
Mind
you will need money.
If you come to us for funding, we can even tell the government.
You can even do adverts with your feta.
Because I know this is for you. Feta appearance and all that.
Feta, do that laugh.
So please, let us use what we have to help ourselves. How can somebody be flying from here? How can somebody be flying from here to Abuja 400,000? Where's the money?
There's
if you do your own style, maybe you can start doing it.
So this ranting is coming from the fact that they didn't feed you well in your dream.
Yes, because I noticed the quality of food. Formerly, when I used to eat in my dream, come on. Fetus come
fault.
On. See chicken. But now, what I ate in that dream is nothing to write to my mouth.
I mean, it begins to make sense now. The way you to sleep and put your leg on the
yes, way. And I used to sleep with toothpick in my pocket, knowing that they will feed me. Now, the quality of food is bad.
Try.
The economy is bad for you, which is come here. This is a business idea. Set up airline.
Cost stretch.
My
alone.
Man is calling you guys.
I'm calling people out
on behalf of himself.
His name is Stretch.
Sometimes when a man launches out like this, he leaves his family behind.
No,
it's for a good reason. So
go with him,
baby. Please prepare your wheel.
If yes,
wait, have you touched it recently?
No, it's still the same way it was. Now you are still my nest of king.
This thing you're about to venture in now.
Yes.
You know, if you don't come back.
Leave out of it.
It's fine.
If you don't come back, I mean,
send
it's okay.
Up. So if you're...
I have a lot of black gown that I haven't worn in a while.
Call Feta.
You've been wearing them for
call Feta. And let her know.
No. Baby, no. As the man of the house. In mine.
The love is showing.
In mine.
Yeah.
See, I don't call my man baby. That's an insult.
Baby girl. Yeah.
So, baby, in mine. In mine, sir.
Okay.
I don't think he should be bringing us into this thing.
Okay, I leave my family aside. But the thing is, help Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
If you just have a place where people take off. You can do it in Yanokpaja. Don't need track. You can do this in Enugu. Can do it somewhere. Can do it also.
That's the bush area. Why do you call your own area?
Go do.
Let them come to the island now. Around
the Enugu. In Lekki. In Lekki or Oba.
Please leave Lekki alone.
Hey. Okay, let's go to WhatsApp. This person says WhatsApp Lagos. Stretch, Yawo Feta, and the
beautiful damsel.
Yes, in the house. Who says she's a damsel? please, your Skype line is offline.
Oh, this from Saudi Arabia.
Kindly make it available for us. Oh. Thanks, Prince Adeyinka from Saudi
Prince
Arabia.
Adeyinka.
Let me see what, how I can make that work immediately so you can call us.
That is where I like her. Accent. Her accent goes even when she's not saying anything. That's post-speech accent.
This is the only reason why you got this information this morning, because you know you married one of them.
She's not a witch.
Try.
But she can do the laugh. Do the laugh.
She can make a sentence with
witch. I don't understand. If you like this laugh, say you like it.
I love the laugh, but then don't do it when I'm sleeping.
Okay, Prince Adeyinka, you can call us now.
Prince Adeyinka.
It's very, very much.
Ramadan Karim to you.
Okay, 0700-993-993-993-0201-465-7190. Drop a comment on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. We're here, the couple and the single person in the studio this morning. Hopelessly single, actually, but we are men. What can we do now? We have
What can they do? They can't help themselves. How can you help me?
Look at you. Look at what you're saying. Just take a look at
you. You cannot help yourself, can you?
I can't. To tell a friend that money is on this show this morning, if they can do what they have to do. What do they have to do, Liana?
They only have to, you know, dial *347*880*3.
That's the USSD code. You are not informed.
And then www.oneplay.ng.
That's a thing. That's where they can go to quickly to play
and
the game.
And that's who you want me to marry.
No, no, she's the one that has been choking her inside this relationship. I don't want you to marry her, but she wants to marry you.
Darling.
It's just that the way she's going about it is not really that
Please,
okay.
Please, if you want to play, if you're playing with someone's phone, stay close so that you people will not drag it later.
Yeah, and this is your advice.
Because they will, people have won and they caught the owner of the phone.
We have to take a break, Lagos. Prince Adeyinka, we can see your call, but we can't take it right now because we have to take a break. Lagos, don't forget, www.oneplay.ng. Get on playing right now and win yourself some money when we do the live draw, 11:45. And that's like in 20 minutes, so don't sleep, okay? Wake up.
After this break, Prince Adeyinka will get to pick your call. Emma Bina.
No, Emma Bina. Hey, Lagos, we're back. 39 minutes past 11 on the show. I just asked my man for gold, and he says, I will even give you frankincense and myrrh.
And he don't give you berries.
Hey! Get you a man that makes you happy.
Get a man like
you. Just see that you are younging every day.
I'm telling you.
Your age, next year, ninth of my age to clock plus one, plus zero.
Minus,
I'm just going. It's minus.
Minus. She's getting younger.
I'm getting younger by the day. Yeah. Like, look, this is love. So this is love.
Oh, God. Look at Liana. She's crying.
Can I call you Rose?
Excuse me?
Can you call me? Baby, call me anything.
Hey,
our own love not even has money, so everything is complex.
Borrowed. That you eat in the dream because of hunger.
I ate in the dream.
To look like.
What we are trying to check the economy of the dream world.
The witches are in trouble.
Excuse me.
You want them to look like humanoid robots.
The food they serve in the dream now is less.
Shaving.
The quality is low.
Please, I can't do this anymore.
Liana, how can you do it?
Liana, it's not us that caused your singularity.
Because I am perfectly perfect. Liana. It's you that is faking it.
How?
Liana, please, excuse me.
Okay, wait, who drank coffee in this studio?
The only thing I come here to
you
project.
You burnt her tongue. Let her keep pretending. I felt it. She just said, and then she calmed down. So
I burnt her tongue. Do you have anybody to burn your tongue?
Oh, baby,
bunny. My mouth does not burn my tongue.
The tongue is my own.
You like burnt tongues.
Is it? Does it look burnt?
The only thing I come here and do, I am my man, is to project that love is sweet and love is this.
I'm telling you.
That's all we
in a
do.
Fake way.
And to give you single
I think Lagos
hope.
State backs me up because you deserve.
Come on, you are Lagos. Come on, come
on,
you
Lagos.
It's not us that is washing up Lagos.
I'm not the one washing up Lagos.
What am I doing? Am I washing them down?
Let's pick this call from Mr. Prince. This
Adeyanka.
Let's call it.
Good morning, sir.
Very sorry for the.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Ramadan Kareem to you, sir.
Karim Ramadan.
Ramadan Kareem.
Yes,
something like Ramadan.
See, one of my friend, one of my colleague in the office,
yes,
she loved this girl's voice.
That's
your voice.
That's my man.
Listen, no feta. Listen. See. What's the name of the beautiful damsel beside you there?
The beautiful, Eliana.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
He said he loved your voice.
That's Liana.
I ask you if you are available. I don't want straight.
I have a man.
Can you do video call?
Let me show you my ring.
Now.
Kene, to go to Saudi Arabia. I don't want to go there.
Prince Adeyin, can you show you me?
Baby, I told you this.
Please.
I told you to go.
Do what you have to do. We have to help her. We don't know where which native daughter they've taken her to.
Prince.
Yes, Stretch.
Taleni no. Soruko no. Kiloriki no. Kiloriki.
Tamimi loruko.
Kolo maje kafe kamini.
Can you imagine? Wait, there's no relay. There is no.
Lole.
This is a good opportunity for you.
Okay.
Let us
come over. I will come over there and give her over to
you. I was saying the whole of Lagos knows the truth. The truth is even in Saudi Arabia.
What are they going to look at your picture?
So, see, if you want her, me or her, we come over and I will hand her over.
Why do
you want to come with
me? Leave my wife for me.
But Prince Adeyinka, I cannot believe. So it's true that it's man that used to do
that.
We have to rescue.
Operation Rescue Feta.
Baby, I told you that you should come to this.
Oh, my friends. Look at
now. Be careful, people. And again, this issue of men doing men, maybe you should just be a female.
Honestly.
Maybe you should think about
his shemale. Have you forgotten?
Hello, magic.
I say, shemale, you get out of this place. If you continue like this, you start having wrinkles.
Look at, they even call from Saudi Arabia. And they're not even chasing you.
You know, I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say.
Yes,
I don't know if
it's my own woman that they want.
No, picture the future.
Saudi
Arabia.
Where boys are already trying to carry me outside the country. It's forever.
This is trying to tell you that I'm not just... Not just the whole of Lagos know that your marriage is fake.
Which marriage is fake?
The information don't reach Saudi.
We have to rescue her. What shall I render to the old Lord?
She has burst into him.
I will bow down and
she
worship
burst into him.
Nobody will destroy my marriage.
Amen.
I'm already carrying his seventh child.
Yes.
The seventh?
Yes.
Panetti was the last child.
This child name is One Play.
Yes.
Lagos, have you played the game? Have you played? If you haven't played, please play now because we're about to pick out three winners this morning. 20K for three people.
Yes.
And you just stand a chance to win that if you listen to my voice and play the game.
You'll give birth like first.
Let's quickly just read some messages. This somebody is telling me that I want to ask who. Can I play with a friend's phone and his details while I follow up? See question you're asking me, Patrick.
Stay close.
policy. Put my hand.
Stay very close.
Yes, now you can.
Tie your clothes with the person's clothes. If the person's going anyway, follow the person.
Once the person is called that they have won, you have won.
Yeah, it's because
I don't know why you don't use your phone.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's okay.
You know, his pastor is tracking it.
If not, join me with button phone. Use Nokia Touch.
Pastor is tracking your type.
But he's tracking, so he didn't want yet.
Press it with your button phone to avoid wahala.
Yeah, that's
*347*880*3#.
If you don't have a smartphone, you can do that one. But if you do have a smartphone, go to the website and play that game, okay? 20K, I want to give it out. I can't use the money.
Free people, come on.
My man just sent me 10 billion last week. What am I going to use it for?
It's new. The two wasn't for you. It's for our dog now.
Jesus.
It's for a dog to help the dog food. Dog food is expensive now. Actually, I told you, I will add your 2 billion later. Don't worry. Don't worry.
So the 8 billion is for me?
Yes, now, but it's not 10 for you now. 2 for this dog. Don't be angry now.
Can you guys stop this? Which?
Love is sweet, so I swear.
God, I beg you.
If I come to this life again, I will still choose fate.
Baby, you've not heard this laugh before. It's this one, you just unlocked it now with what you just said.
Okay, God.
Okay, let's pick our winner. So we can leave this place and go and, you know, play more love. In that garden that I saw at
We don't
Etimia.
Want to hear. Please.
Say, I don't want to hear. People are
Let's go to Murio Kola Park. That's I'll be running around the garden. Yeah, you'll be chasing me.
How many weeks ago where people finally confirmed that he's holding you with Otumokpo? What did they say?
What's wrong with this one?
I don't know. If you don't have the information, how can we help you?
What's the name of that guy?
So the witches we reached out to, please reach out to Liana. She will tell us what she said.
Please, Liana is off this station. She is not part of this. Please,
are you serious? You're not part of us again.
You can't make a sentence with witch.
You just resigned on air now.
No. She is going to laugh for you. And he is going to do the calls.
No, that's
Liana,
not going to happen.
Liana, do something for yourself. Look at somebody.
For once in your
Saudi
life,
Arabia
do something
called
for this country.
Not after you. Witches can help you.
I don't need anybody after me. God.
They will just use you as...
Oh, the witches in Lagos.
They should not use me.
Liana says witches, you can call her. Call her 00.
No, Liana is not available at the moment. Please try again.
Instagram handle is Liana Okereke.
Shut up.
Call her on video call.
Enter her DM.
And she will get back to us.
Yes. Liana Okereke on all socials. Liana Okereke on all socials.
You're not taking calls again. Leave that place, I beg. Let's
Since
pick
we'll
our winner.
Since we've been waiting for call, you didn't come
through. Ladies and gentlemen, about to pick a winner.
This person now is 1,000 naira.
Yes, we have a winner.
He has already won 20,000 naira. 0903 ends with 109. Congratulations, honey. I'm about to call yourself. He's wasting time. So I can tell you this good news. This Monday morning.
Number starts with 0903 and it ends with 109.
On the March 11, you win 20,000. You are a baller in this baller Tinubu administration.
You must be a baller.
A ballist, I stand. Yeah. Let's call this person. Not the play. This guy play with me. I don't like him.
How can you run away from your money?
Have you?
Right, we're trying to call the number again. 0903. And it ends with 109. You get that play now. If your number is something like this, please stay near your phone.
I'm doing like this.
Keep it on.
Because I'm about to call you now.
Unless you're hiding from...
Biko, Yana,
this person
Airport.
Is hiding from those witches you mentioned.
Okay,
it's ringing now. Okay. Thank God.
Okay.
Hey.
It have cutted.
Stretch. What are you saying?
It cut.
I want to really make sure that because I think the phone lines are not.
Let me see if
working
I can use another
well. So. So we have a problem.
Mm.
Okay, we do have a problem with the phone lines. We just confirmed that. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Let me try and call an authority number if this works.
Okay.
Okay, it's ringing.
You're ringing.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah! Yeah!
You're one of us.
So you know what's up, right?
Why not?
What's your name, sir?
My name is Moses.
Moses, which part of town are you at?
I'm in Shangotedo.
How many times did you play?
Just once.
Wow. All right. Wow, you always play. It's our pleasure to announce to you that you have won yourself
20,000 naira. You get it?
Congratulations.
With that happiness, I was dying to hear.
Congratulations, eh? One play will call you, eh?
Okay, thank you.
All right,
have a great day.
Oh, you see, that's why I really wanted to call the person, because I mean, hearing the excitement in your voice is nothing compared to, you know, it's compared to nothing. So guys, play the game. Play. Tomorrow is another day and you stand a chance to win 20,000 naira again. On Friday, 50,000 naira. The money might be small, but 20K can actually do something. So play that game right
now. How much did I pay for your hadari? It's 3,750 naira, 22 kobo.
That's over 30 years ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, the money might look small, but if without that dowry, I wouldn't have gotten her.
Oh, maybe you can.
Over 30 years ago.
Lagos, we have to go. That's our show this morning. Thank you for joining us again on the show. Tomorrow is another day. 99.3 Nigeria Info is the dial. Of course, at 12 p.m. is going to be the news at 12:15. We are radio active on the sunny side with Joyce Onyemua. And of course, 3 p.m. Hard Facts with Marianne Duke O'Conn. I mean, we have great programming for you always, but you can also follow Nigeria Info on every social media platform. We're on Facebook, Threads, on X, Instagram, of course, YouTube. You can subscribe to that one so you can watch us live when we go live and also binge all our amazing content on there as well. You can follow me on Instagram, Feta Dynamo, on Twitter, D_Feta.
Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter.
Liana. This is your girl, Liana. Liana Okereke on all social media.
All the witches. Liana. All the witches. Hear that. Say it again.
Say it again one more time.
Liana Okereke on all social media. All the witches. Hear
that. Okay. You get DMs still like, hello, yes. Liana, I'm a witch.
Even if your phone is off.
No problem. I can open Kotra.
Lagos. We'll see you again tomorrow. Keep it locked right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Stay sharp. Stay happy, Lagos. Bye. Good morning.